Yesterday, the General Assembly voted to override five vetoes that Governor Larry Hogan issued last year. WYPR's Rachel Bay reports that the laws include one that prohibits employers from asking about a job applicant's criminal history until after an in-person interview.
The sponsors of the legislation in both the House and the Senate said the measure has the potential to reduce crime rates in Baltimore and throughout the state.
We know that 40% of folks who come home from our prisons go back to the same predicaments in 36 months.
House sponsor Nick Mosby, a Democrat who represents northwestern Baltimore City, said giving formerly incarcerated individuals a better chance to get a job reduces the risk they return to crime to pay for food. Senate sponsor Jill Carter, a Democrat who shares Mosby's district, emphasized that the measure doesn't prevent employers from checking criminal histories after meeting applicants in person.
Before they can be rejected, they at least get an opportunity to have a face-to-face so that they can be humanized and viewed as a whole person more than just simply the indiscretion or the wrongdoing or the criminal activity that they've either been accused of or convicted of.
When Governor Larry Hogan vetoed the bill last May, he said it would result in unnecessary business expenses. Employers may waste resources interviewing someone they later find out has a criminal record. He also said the bill's exemption for programs that work with children or vulnerable adults is evidence that the measure poses some risk. Senate Minority Leader J.B. Jennings questioned why those businesses should get special treatment.
You've got children and elder adults on a pedestal. I think there's other things that are up there too, like gun stores, trucking companies, where you might want to know.
This law and the other four whose vetoes the legislature voted to override will take effect in 1 month. I'm Rachel Bay in Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.
The other four vetoes overridden will lead to the elimination of Maryland's Handgun Permit Review Board, the expansion of the grievance process for most state employees, the creation of a system for making decisions about oyster harvesting rules in the Chesapeake, and an expansion of in-state tuition to undocumented immigrants who were brought to the country as children.